A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
Psalm 27 plus.
To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ.
His name is called Wonderful. In his gallant and merciful name,
we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation.
According to the exceedingly greatness of his power, in the royal name of Jesus Christ, his name is Prince of Peace.
We go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house.
The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ, who being God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory, in his awesome name, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord.
As his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, you, O Lord, are a shield for us, our glory, and the one who lifts up our head. We cry to the Lord with our voice on your behalf, and he hears us from his holy hill. Selah. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The Lord is the strength of your life. Of whom shall you and your family be afraid? When the wicked come against you and your people to eat up your flesh, your enemies and your foes, they will stumble and fall. Though an army may arise against you and your family, you shall not fear. Though a war may arise against you and your house, this you and your family can be confident in, that you will live in the house of the Lord all the days of your lives, flourish in the courts of our God, to behold the beauty of the Lord. For in the time of trouble he will hide you in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide you and your people. He shall set you in your house high upon a rock, the rock of Jesus. And now your head shall be above your enemies all around. Therefore, you and your family will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Your hearts will sing praises to our God. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. For you are good, for your mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Everlasting Father. According to the riches of his grace, in Christ we ask the Lord to teach you and all of your family his way and lead you in a smooth path because of your enemies. In Christ we pray that he will not deliver you to the will of your adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against you in your house, and such as breathe out violence. According to the riches of his glory, let God keep you in your house as the apple of his eye, hide you and your family under the shadow of his wings, from the wicked who oppress you, from the deadly enemies who surround you. You and your people would lose heart if you did not believe that you would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You and your family shall wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your hearts. Wait on the Lord. The Lord shall renew your strength. You and your people shall mount up with wings like eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You and your family will be strong and of good courage. You will not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He will strengthen you and your people. He will help you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. He sustains you in a desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. He shields you. He cares for you. He guards you as the apple of his eye. You were cast upon him from birth. From your mother's womb he has been your God. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of our souls, in Christ we pray, you will lift up your soul. In God, you and your house will trust. O Lord our God, how great you are. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. The God of love and peace cares for you and your family. How precious is his unfailing love. You and your family shall find shelter in the shadow of his wings. He feeds you and your family from the abundance of his own house, letting you and your people drink from the rivers of delight. For he is the fountain of your life, the light of your soul. In Christ we pray the Lord will continue his loving kindness to your family and his righteousness to your house. Let not the foot of pride come against your house, and let not the hand of the wicked drive your people away. For God is the King of all earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
As an ambassador of Jesus Christ, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space, by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ,
the resurrection and the life,
and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
In him who is the covenant of the people,
as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints.
Through you, O God, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. In God, we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Selah.
God said it, we believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.